This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. In his first comment since the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman called the killing a heinous crime that cannot be justified. Speaking at an investment conference in Riyadh Wednesday, the Crown Prince called the accident painful, saying the kingdom is undertaking all legal measures to investigate and is cooperating with Turkish authorities to, in his words, punish those responsible, and vowed that justice would prevail. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, President Donald Trump said the Crown Prince, de facto Saudi ruler, bears ultimate responsibility for the operation that led to Khashoggi's death. The Crown Prince denies any knowledge of the murder. Dozens of officials and business executives boycotted the Riyadh conference in protest. Some are focused on the long-term relationship, including Christos Marafatsos, president of the U.S.-based Blue Sky Capital.
You can't take away decades of collaboration, effective collaboration, over one incident. Of course, there's consequences for actions, and then hopefully you can get past those actions. MBS said it himself, the region as a whole keeps setting a new bar. If we're participating in this country when things are just changing, we really look forward to being here in 10 or 20 years when things are just that much better.
Several Western countries have questioned the changing Saudi account of how Khashoggi died. Turkey says its investigation showed he was tortured, murdered, and his body dismembered. South African Finance Minister Tito Mboweni, in a medium-term budget statement to Parliament Wednesday, warned the country is at a crossroads with rising public debt, low growth, and record-high unemployment. Mboweni, in office just 2 weeks, said the path was unsustainable. The ruling party faces crucial national elections next year. He expects South Africa to eke out just 0.7% growth this year. This is VOA News. The two Koreas are removing the last remaining firearms and guard posts from the so-called joint security area surrounding the truce village of Panmunjom, the latest sign of easing tensions along the frontier separating north and south. By Friday, all guards are to be disarmed. Once demilitarized, the JSA will be guarded by 35 unarmed personnel on each side. Thousands of mostly Central American migrants continue moving northward in Mexico, vowing to reach the U.S. border to escape violence and poverty. President Trump, who's campaigned on securing the border, told a campaign rally late Wednesday the border will be secure.
And wait till you see what we're doing with our border over the next few weeks. As you know, we started the wall, $1.6 billion, another $1.6 billion, and we have another, but we want to build it very quickly all at one time. And we'll get it done. But wait till you see what happens over the next couple of weeks. You're going to see a very secure border.
Vice President Mike Pence Tuesday accused Venezuela of financing the migrant caravan. Venezuela's president called Pence crazy and extremist for that remark. According to the state-run Syrian news agency, UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura was told by the foreign minister the rewriting of Syria's constitution is a sovereign matter for the people. De Mistura is trying to arrange a conference on the matter, part of his Security Council mandate, to end the 7-year conflict.
We had a long meeting with Foreign Minister Moalem, Deputy Prime Minister, and during this meeting we had a very frank and very intense exchange of opinions.
However, he declined to discuss details of the meeting, which comes after a string of government victories over rebel forces. UN investigators told the Security Council genocide continues in Myanmar, also known as Burma, targeting Rohingya Muslims. Marzuki Darusman chairs the UN fact-finding mission on Myanmar.
I stress that atrocities continue to take place today. Even until this very moment, the remaining Rohingya community continues to suffer the most severe restrictions, the most severe oppression, and nothing has fundamentally changed.
Darusman said those Rohingya still in Western Rakhine State remain at grave risk, and allowing those who fled to return would be tantamount, he said, to condemning them to a life as subhumans and further mass killing. In Afghanistan, at least 14 civilians were killed in an anti-insurgent security sweep by Afghan forces in eastern Nangarhar province. An investigation is underway. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is in Beijing for a 3-day state visit, the first by a Japanese leader to its ancient foe in 7 years. Both sides appear eager to forge closer economic ties, despite concerns over security in the South and East China Seas. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.